I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, does Rudy last as long as the mooch, to steal a phrase? Or is this just a brilliant, brilliant scheme that we saw play out that's being talked about? Even Yahoo.com, which has pedestrian stuff, they're talking about Rudy Giuliani. Now, to break all this down, we have the best guy in the country, really, strike that. In the world, with all this Mueller stuff, what's going on, what Mueller is up to, will we call Ivanka, and what the heck was Rudy Giuliani doing with Sean Hannity last night? Were you watching it in real time, and did you see Sean squirm a bit during some of this? Let's go to Andy McCarthy from National Review and from the Justice Department here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Andy, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Well, I am very well. And look, I like Rudy Giuliani over the years a lot, even up to the 2016 convention. But, you know, I see kind of a jumbled Rudy Giuliani at this current time. And I get the cachet with Mueller and all that. But I don't think last night looked so good, even if it doesn't cause legal problems. So let me ask you this way. What do you think was the strategy, or do you think this was kind of bollocks a bit?
It's hard to tell at this point, Dom, because it's got to play out a little bit more. You know, I think the narrow target, as I understand it, was this idea there was a campaign finance violation in Cohen making the payment to the adult film actress, Stephanie Clifford. Known as Stormy Daniels, better known as Stormy Daniels.
Andy, just the way you said that was so precise, so gentlemanly, the adult film star. It's like, what the? Yes.
Yeah, well, we're trying to keep it elevated here, right?
Yeah, there you go. So, difficult.
So it's amazing we have to talk about this stuff. But anyway, so I guess the narrow legal problem on the campaign finance law front is, if Cohn's payment is deemed to be a campaign contribution, it's many times over the limit. So he would have had liability. But the out in the campaign finance laws is that you personally run for office, you can spend as much of your money as you want to spend. So if Trump spent the money, it's not a campaign finance problem. And I guess what Rudy was trying to do was point out that there isn't a campaign finance problem because Trump can spend as much money as he wants on his own campaign. Now, I hope he's right about that, because, you know, you can close one door and open a bunch of other doors. So, for example, I've already seen this morning Obama's former White House ethics officer point out that Trump had to have filled out a financial disclosure form, as all executive branch officials have to do, and that if he paid Cohn back, as Rudy said, over a number of months, that means there was a $130,000 loan from Cohen that he had. So there's an issue about whether he disclosed that or not. So, you know, I just hope that they thought through all of the moves on the chessboard, because a lot of times, you know, you think you repair one legal problem and the unintended consequences are that you have other ones. And then the other, I think, bigger unintended consequence here, which is one they had to have thought through, is the political ramifications of this. So the words were barely out of Rudy's mouth last night when video was already popping up on Twitter and everywhere else. I couldn't even as I was watching the Mets get killed, I couldn't avoid it.
yeah, the president saying no, He didn't pay this off because he didn't have an affair with Stormy Daniels and all that. And, Andy, the thing I worry about by this point, and I think you started to get to it, and I just want to use this in the broadest sense. You've written brilliantly the last few columns, too, about how obstruction comes into this. This just gets you into talking about this more, defending a position, making another statement, countered by the president maybe for political reasons or whatever, making another statement. Then you got to worry about Cohen, and it just keeps on giving fodder to this guy. That's what this does to me.
Yeah, I think that's right, Dom. You know, if I really thought that Trump was this sort of mastermind playing eight-dimensional chess, like some of his supporters like to tell us, I might be able to be convinced that he has decided that rattling the sabers about impeachment is political death for the Democrats right now. That, you know, the one thing that could really help Trump here is if they look like they're overreaching, and that maybe he's trying to provoke them into precisely that. But I just don't think there's a big strategy here. I just think there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of balls in the air, and they're trying to handle them. And it's a very dangerous environment for them. And you can see how a special counsel can take stuff that's really comparatively trifling. And I say it's trifling because there appears to be nothing to this collusion thing. Now, if there was obviously, if there was something to collusion with Russia, that would be a really, really big deal. But this other stuff, I mean, you know, making an obstruction case out of something where nobody was obstructed. I mean, we're having these abstract legal discussions about, you know, can corrupt intent make a proper presidential action an improper one, and can that amount to obstruction? And, you know, they're law school type exams. But if you want, like, take your lawyer hat off and put your normal person hat on, the question you want to know is, well, who got obstructed here? And the question is, you know, the answer is no one, right? Flynn got prosecuted. The Russia case never got sidelined. It's proceeded apace. So we're talking about obstruction where no one was obstructed. We're talking about payoffs for hush money for a porn star. None of it really in terms of, in terms of how we're governed and the important issues of the day, none of it makes a hill of beans, but yet, you know, here we are talking about it.
Well, here's the other thing, too, that Giuliani brought up last night that told me that some of this is strategic. He brought up Ivanka Trump, even though Ivanka Trump hasn't been called in yet, and who knows if Mueller will do that or not. And he used that, Andy, in a political sense. Because if you go there, there's a sense that any reasonable person would think, wow, you're really going after the family now. Ivanka Trump, female in this situation, daughter. There's some cachet that this is really piling on. And I don't know if they were bringing that up to maybe goad Mueller into doing it, thinking that's a magic key for them.
Yeah, you know, that's dumb because people really do dislike that stuff. I can speak here from personal experience. I had early in my career as a prosecutor, I had a drug case where I had a heroin transaction that was on tape that involved a kilogram of heroin. It was like a big deal at the time. And the people involved in it were the father and the son. The father pled guilty. The son went to trial. And in order to authenticate what happened, we had to call the father. And the perception of the jury was that, you know, we were calling the father again. Even though we had a drug deal on tape, they acquitted the guy on the drug deal.
Wow.
And, you know, when you talk to the jury later, it's because they don't like that stuff. They don't like, you know, calling the father against the son. And, you know, they didn't want to hear that we really didn't have any choice in the matter. If you wanted to prove it, this is the only way to prove it. So people really, really don't like that stuff.
We're talking with Andy McCarthy for now from National Review, former Justice Department official. Parting area here, I think the smart money says that what President Trump ought to be doing at this point is lawyering up with constitutional types. I don't know if Dershowitz qualifies, if Andy McCarthy would qualify, because that appears to be where this might be headed. If the president's not going to comply, and I certainly, after looking at these questions, et cetera, never think that's a good idea. I'm always about, Andy, just don't give him any more material. That's what this is about. So do you agree with that the constitutional tough attorneys on that is where the advice might be where this turns out.
Yeah, well, I think he's got some very good. I think he's got some very good lawyers in that regard. Dom, he brought in a guy from Washington. They just announced yesterday who used to be on Vice President Cheney's staff during the Bush days, and who's very good. I think he'll get fine advice as far as that goes. And I was reminded last night by our friend Mark Levin that there are two Office of Legal Counsel opinions that have never been retracted by the Justice Department that say the president can't be indicted while he is in office. So no matter where they go, Mueller is really bound by that Justice Department opinion. And what that means, Dom, is that this is really all about impeachment. It's not about indictment. And if that's the case, then the president has to be gearing up for a political fight, I think, more than a legal fight, because impeachment really is a political process.
Exactly
right. And I
think
those are the grounds he's going to fight it on.
Where are we finding all things Andy McCarthy?
At nationalreview.com, where we have a big, beautiful new website, and I think your listeners will love it. They ought to check it out.
It does look great. Andy, keep those columns coming. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.